Before I get into my presentation, we're going to have a few brief comments from Eric about what's going on at Orangeburg County Historical Society.
Hi. As many of you may know, I'm the director at the Sally Archives of the Orangeburg County Historical Society, and I don't want to take up too much of your time, but I'd like to kind of tell you where we're headed at this point and tell you a couple of things that are coming up for us, because there's some very important things that are probably going to happen in the next year. And you'll push the right button.
Any change we have to fly. I only got two, so.
It's probably a little small for you to see, but it'll give me an opportunity to remember what I was supposed to say. We have a couple of priorities this year, and one of which is we have to kind of raise the roof on the building because of some damage to the structure of the roof. It's not just a matter of changing the shingles. We've got to completely replace the structure. And so that's going to be a big project that's going to require us to do some fundraising, and it's going to require us to pack up and get out and wait for a contractor and get back in at some point in there. So that's going to be something that will sidetrack us a little bit. Hopefully we'll be able to provide relatively seamless service throughout the year. One of the things that we're going to try to introduce a little bit before that happens is getting all of the content that we have digitally now online. I sat back about a month ago and I looked at all the things that we have digitized at the archives and figured out that it was a lot more than I had thought. And that there we have actually a really good base of data now for people to do research with. There's over 100 genealogies that we have digitized. We have obituaries from about 3 years consistently, plus random ones from other families. We have a good portion of Jean Jeffrey's data has been digitized, plus most of the documents that you guys have requested over the past couple of years have also been digitized. Pretty much any time that we pull one out now, we digitize it. So there's a lot of stuff out there that we can make available to you, and so that's going to be one of the priorities, and that hopefully will help to see us through that period of time where we're boxing and unboxing. Along with the online access, we're hoping to do something also in the way of a wiki. And for those of you that don't know what a wiki is, Wikipedia is a wiki. It's a content-based text information system on the web that people can contribute to, add to, change, put in data in there. And what we kind of figured, what it inspired us was the Old St. Bartholomew's Historical Society down in Colleton County has for many years had a database of people that they came across in their searchings for other people, and they've kind of kept track of them on the computer. And one day we were talking about it in the archives there, and we said, why didn't we do that? Because it was just such a simple and elegant solution. And so what we're going to start is every time that we do research projects, we're going to make those available online. So that there'll be names associated with those projects and the research data. And you know, for many of them, it'll be just a simple question: can we find the obituary for such and such? Yes, we've got that obituary here, and here's the information. And start making that available, and then start making it so that people can add to that. We don't want to become an ancestry kind of like thing, and we don't want to be competing with things like FamilySearch, who has a very good system for genealogy now online, but something local to the Orangeburg area, something that is potentially doable in terms of getting a large amount of data online. We also have a number of new volunteers, and so we're starting to handle things a little bit faster at the archives, and so we're going to start concentrating on more on the social networking side of it, Facebook, Twitter, and that type of thing. And there's also some video content that we have that we could put online. There's some interesting commentaries that we've collected over the years that are on VHS tape, and those aren't really available to anybody at this point. And so we've got those now converted to digital, and those will be part of what we're going to be putting online. To give you an idea, we probably will go with a membership subscription to the data, because obviously we got to support it somehow. So probably the members of the society will have a priority access. And you know, one of the things that we thought about is that the German-Swiss Genealogical Society, being essentially a sister organization, should have access also. And so it is very likely that we will do some sort of arrangement for that, a discounted or gratis membership. So that's kind of where we're headed. Wish us luck, because there's a lot of work that's got to happen soon. Thank you for all of you guys' support. I know a lot of you were in the archives the other day and are kind of can appreciate what we're trying to do over there. So thank you.